For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All this baseball coverage on KFH is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I want to say thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for always keeping us fueled up here at KFH. Always appreciate their support. All right, let's shift from baseball for just a minute here. Let's do this. Let's go to this. We're going to take a quick pivot here because we get the start of training camp updates from Mitch Holthus on Steve and Ted over on KNSS. He was asked this morning with Steve and Ted about the three-peat. So let's hear from Mitch Holthus and a little bit from Andy Reid on how things are going in that regard early from camp. Jad has that from us for us. We'll react to that a little bit, and then we can get more into football in the second hour. But here that is, Mitch Holthus this morning on Steve and Ted.
No team has ever won back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. In fact, none of those teams that won the eight previous back-to-backs even made it for a shot at a third straight Super Bowl. None of them made it back to the Super Bowl on the third year. So daunting task, but if we know something about Andy Reid, he's up for daunting tasks. In fact, he likes it that way.
Yeah, retention becomes a big part of it. The mistakes that you make, I'm going to see who makes who continues to make the same mistake. Normally, those guys aren't going to last with you a long time. So if you're a repeat offender, you got problems normally in this thing. So we'll explain that to them before they get out there. And then I think that helps them really latch in and pay attention and focus. It increases that focus even a little bit more.
You think? Now, Andy Reid is he's a transformational leader. He's an incredible leader. And he's not one to, not a, you know, Vince Lombardi, hey, what's going on out there type. But he is very strong and forceful. He gets a lot done in a hurry, and he wants you to do the same.
So the guys know it by the schedule that you got to be ready to go. And there's no start slow, finish fast. I mean, that's not the way this thing works now with the way that, you know, the playoffs work and the season works and all that. I mean, you got to jumpstart it right away or you get lost in the shuffle. So our players, they realize that. The urgency is there. We've got enough senior leadership on the team to where they're aware of how this thing operates, and we talk to them as coaches about that. We've got to be on our game too as coaches. So it's everybody pulling together and going. And the best time is today to get ourselves better. And we know we've got to get better. I mean, that's just how this thing goes.
Yeah, he's not wrong. They got to get better. I mean, you played with fire last year. I think that's a theme early from camp. For me anyway, that I've picked up on is they have a very good understanding that they can't do what they did last year again this year. And although I don't totally agree with that, I think if they played that level of defense, they absolutely could. You just can't count on the thing. Like, think about how many times, even in the postseason, where it's a tiny little thing goes different and they lose. Like, Is lucky the right word? I don't know if lucky is the right word. They were very fortunate.
I think fortunate is a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they know that. They're very aware of that. And honestly, like, of all the things that have been said early in camp, that's what continues to stand out to me, is they have a full understanding of that and they don't want to do that again.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I'll disagree a little bit. I think that they absolutely can play the way that they did last year and win a championship. We saw them do that a season ago. I don't think they want to play that way. That's the biggest difference, is that whether or not they can or can't, I mean, I think they've got clearly the best quarterback in a generation to lead them. And they've proven that they can play less than perfect football, in some cases even mediocre football, really be one dimensional offensively. They really were able to, make up for things with how good their defense was overall. But yeah, overall, they did not play to their best ability a season ago, and they still won a championship. They can do that again this year. They just don't want to do that, and nobody else wants them to do that either.
It's hard to compare because their offense is going to be so much better. And I know Mitch Holt has told us he thinks the defense will be better. I find that hard to believe. We'll have to see it. But those things, the offense is going to be significantly better. It is going to be significantly better. And Joe Tooney returned to camp or to practice this morning. He was initially placed on the PUP. That's good news. It's real hard to keep up with the Chiefs' injuries right now. Chris Jones has been out. There's been a ton of we'll check back in from Chiefs camp in the second hour. Also, the NFL quarterback contracts that are coming out. Get to the Royals a little bit more. Any other things from the Olympics that have put out to us earlier? Team USA basketball with a big win. Soccer teams getting big wins. So there's a lot coming in hour number two. We appreciate you joining us here on Sports Daily. All the different ways you can watch the show. 12 News Connected. X, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, listen to the show, KFH, KFHradio.com, and the Odyssey app. Hey, we're getting close to football. We're going to have a preseason game this week.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.